At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these sayings from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There seems to be a very great conflict or contradiction between the words of our Lord Jesus in this gospel passage and his life, a conflict between his words and also the lives of his followers. His words, my yoke is easy, my burden light. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. But if you look at his life, there seems to be only burdens and labor and no rest. He's born, he's homeless. When he's born, he's homeless and poor, he's a political refugee. His life is threatened by the insane politician King Herod. If you've ever been homeless or very, very poor, daily existence is a burden. In his public life, as he teaches and works miracles and leads people to follow our Heavenly Father and to live in communion with the Father, some people become envious, jealous, and begin to hate him. They gossip about him. They conspire against him. They do everything they can to try to bring him down, to stop his preaching, to get his presence out of this world. Even people involved in religion do this. Well, if you've ever been gossiped about or conspired against or lied about, you know that also is a very great burden that comes into your life. There's no rest when that's going on. And then at the end of the life of Jesus on the earth, when he comes to the cross, he dies a terribly violent death. His walk in the way of the cross is filled with irreverent scorn and violence and hatred. Can you imagine if you were there as Jesus walked the way of the cross? It's quite amazing. During Lent, some friends of mine, Father Sam Medley and Father Boniface Hicks, along with music from John Niven, produced a series of meditations upon the Stations of the Cross, and our project came out quite beautiful, and it's on the internet now. But you know something? Each Station of the Cross is horrible. It's a depiction of absolute torture and violence and corruption, and poor Jesus is suffering this. We wonder, if we were there at the way of the cross, would we begin to doubt his words? My yoke is easy, my burden light. Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest. Would you want to follow Jesus still as he walks in the way of the cross? Then you look at the life of the apostles, same thing. These apostles would go out preaching, telling people that if you follow Jesus, you will find your rest. His yoke is easy, his burden light. Last week we had the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, and they taught the whole world to love Jesus, and their lives ended with martyrdom, and they were persecuted, lied about, and endured so much corruption and evil in their lives. And they were killed. St. Paul was beheaded with the sword, St. Peter crucified upside down. And yet, they trusted in the words of Jesus. Down through the ages, all of the saints, pick any saint and you will find that they experienced tremendous suffering. So the question is, can we trust the words of Jesus? Are his words right, or are they wrong? St. Augustine once said that when we study the Bible, sometimes we find things that seem to contradict one another. And he said something like, either the Bible is wrong, or our understanding is wrong, and we need to look more deeply. That's what we have to do with today's gospel. Jesus speaks truth, and even on the way of the cross, his words in this gospel passage today remain true. His yoke is easy, his burden light, and if we follow him, we shall find rest. The deeper lesson for today's gospel is that we have to find our rest in Jesus. You know, if you think about it, every human life has some kind of suffering in it. There's not one person who doesn't suffer, and it doesn't matter if they believe in God or not, they will still experience some kind of suffering. There is so much suffering in this world. Suffering as a result of man's malice against his fellow man, or suffering is a result of the breakdown of human nature. Jesus came into this fallen world to lead us to heaven, and he himself experiences the full weight of suffering, evil, and death. And he's victorious in the resurrection. Think about the way of the cross. The evil and violence is so powerfully and dramatically present. But the resurrection of Jesus is quiet. It doesn't seem to be too dramatic. No one really knows about it until after he's risen. And that's how he conquers evil, sin, death, by his holy resurrection. That's his victory. In life, we face many challenging situations. Again, they can be from the malice of others or the weakness of humanity. And what adds to our suffering is we don't know what the outcome shall be. If some suffering comes our way, one of the greatest fears and anxieties we begin to have is we don't know what's going to happen to our life. We don't know if we shall overcome this challenge. But here is the deeper wisdom of the gospel. Since our Lord Jesus is victorious over suffering, evil, and death, he's teaching us that if we live in him, then we find our victory over evil, over sin, and over death. If we live in Jesus, that's where our victory is. It's not enough to speak about Jesus or to know something about him, but we have to live in him. In him, we live and move and have our being. We really have to live in him. If we live in him, then we have this rest, this peace that Christ speaks about. We know we're on the path of victory. We know that what awaits us in the face of any challenge is victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. The saints knew this, the apostles knew this. The apostles knew when they came to the end of their life, they were not facing death and failure. They were facing victory in Jesus Christ. I remember the last words of St. John Paul the Great. Let me go to the house of the Father. There he was, the successor of St. Peter, dying, suffering very much. But those are the words of someone who knew he was on the path of victory in Christ. We have to understand this. What is this victory? Ultimately, it's heaven, eternal goodness, truth, beauty, and life, eternal happiness. What this means is that if we are one with Christ, then we're in the light. We're on the path of victory. It means that if we are one with Christ, we press on with hope. We always have hope, and that is our rest. We're always looking forward to goodness, and that's the rest we experience, the lessening of our burdens. But without Christ, then the burdens of this life, the malice of others, and the weakness of ourselves is the only thing we have, and that ends up going nowhere fast. But with Christ, we're moving on the great adventure of grace and truth and victory in Jesus. I remember years ago, I was suffering a very great challenge in my life, and I didn't think I was going to win this challenge. I felt like I was outgunned and outmanned, and it was a challenge rooted in the malice of others. I didn't know what to do. So what I did is I took up the rosary. I said, you know what, I'm a Catholic, I gotta live my faith. I'm gonna pray the rosary. I prayed 20 mysteries of the rosary every single day for over a year. And amazingly, I emerged victorious, and it was a victory that really was a Marian victory. See, what happens to us is when we face some suffering, our instinctive response is to eliminate the suffering. We want to fight the suffering. We want to get rid of it. But Jesus in the gospel is showing us, and in his life is showing us, that our number one response to any kind of hardship is to enter more deeply into the mystery of Christ. Here are some practical ways we can do this. Imagine some suffering has come to your life. Maybe you have some suffering right now. We don't know where it comes from, the malice of others, your own weakness, whatever. Your number one response, your most important, urgent response, must be to enter more deeply into Christ. How can we do this? For example, some suffering comes into your life, you make an examination of conscience and go to confession. Acknowledge your own sinfulness. Think about it. We want to acknowledge the sinfulness of others if our suffering comes from their malice, but that's not the right response. The right response is to enter more deeply into Christ. Pray more. In my case, I prayed 20 mysteries of the rosary every single day. But we say, that's a waste of time. We say that I gotta solve the problem first, then I'll have time to pray. For prayer. No, that's ridiculous. You have to pray more now. And make your prayer not only the prayer of petition. Don't just say, Lord, solve this problem, get rid of this problem, heal me and set me free from this evil. You pray praise and worship of Almighty God. You love Him and thank Him, even in the midst of your cross. Our number one priority is to live in Jesus Christ, is to live in Him, in the face of whatever's going on. We seek our happiness not in the removal of the suffering that's around us, though we try to lessen that, and we don't want to seek it out, but we find our happiness in Jesus, in our living friendship with Him, our communion with the Most Holy Trinity. Dear brothers and sisters, our model in this regard is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She teaches us to live for the Most Holy Trinity in every situation in our life. In the way of the cross and the suffering of the early church, she shows us that communion with the Most Holy Trinity is our source of strength and is our victory. Let us imitate her fidelity to the Lord and her obedience to His commands. In this way, we shall have hope, and we shall discover the secret of happiness, a secret that so many people search for and have yet to find in this world. We'll find it in Jesus Christ our Lord. Our relationship to Christ is that pearl of great price, and His happiness that He shares with us is a happiness that is real, and it is forever. Christ is our Lord and Savior. He's with us, in Him we have our victory, and He loves us. God bless you.